Yeah, I was preparing this sermon. I went to a cafe, one of the cafe, and they had free refills on coffee, you know. And I was there for like 5 hours preparing. And without knowing, I drank like three of these, you know, during that 5 hours. And I go, I'm being inspired. I'm writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. And then afterwards, you know, after I calmed down, I realized, as I looked through my notes, I realized it wasn't the Holy Spirit, it was caffeine. You know, and I had to spend a lot of time just cutting it. Now, why did I put that in? cut that. Because one of the, I believe one of the important thing that you need to do in a sermon is simplify. It has to be simple. And so I had to cut. You know, last Sunday, I talked about, do you guys remember the three conditions that we go through and how during that time, you know, we got to fight the good fight, the spiritual battle? Do you remember the three conditions? It starts with A's. Okay, afraid, right? Alone. Aggravated. Okay, the reason I am asking you, I forgot what those A's were. You know, yes. And, you know, I should have also put, because, you know, a lot of people were sick, I should have put the fourth A, affliction, you know, when you're afflicted. And I want to kind of continue, I want to do a series, but this time it will be Fight the Good Fight series. It's Fight the Good Fight, and because today is Thanksgiving, it's Fight the Good Fight with Thanksgiving, okay? Fight the good fight with Thanksgiving. And the passage that I want to focus on is a very simple passage, Psalm 100, verse 4, just that first part, Psalm 100, verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Say that to your neighbor. You know, Thanksgiving Day is upon us, and some of us will be very busy traveling. Many see it as a turkey day, you know, when we ignore our diet, you know, and we eat and eat and eat and eat. Right? And some of the guys here, you know, when you think about Thanksgiving, it's a freedom to watch football all day, you know. And others see it as a beginning of Christmas buying season, you know, Black Friday? Now, it's just, yeah, you could go online and just, yeah, anyway. But Thanksgiving is a very important biblical concept. Thanksgiving is a very important biblical concept. And the word Thanksgiving and its derivative, the derivative of Thanksgiving is used 137 times in the Bible, right? Being thankful, Thanksgiving, you know? And so when you study the Bible about Thanksgiving, you realize something. Thanksgiving is a very powerful spiritual force. Thanksgiving. You know, we think knowing the name of the demon is a very important thing to do deliverance ministry. I realize not that important. Okay? Understanding, yes, your spiritual history is important, but knowing the name is not that important. What the Bible says is, though, thanksgiving, when you're going in the midst of spiritual attack, spiritual battle, thanksgiving is a very powerful spiritual weapon. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter into his gates, God's gates, with thanksgiving. Okay? A gate is an entry point to a stronghold. You know, back then, a city had walls. Okay? It was a stronghold. They call it a stronghold. Because without those walls, okay, you'll be a weak city. Anybody could attack you and steal whatever they want. And the enemy could attack you anytime. And so enter into his gates with thanksgiving is an entry point to a fortified city, a place where there's protection from attack, a place where you can fight back the enemy, right? Where you could fight back. John chapter 10 is interesting. In the New Testament, Jesus says this about himself: I am the gate for the sheep. Okay, this is what Jesus says about himself: I am the gate for the sheep. And in the context, in John chapter 10, it's interesting, he talks about spiritual warfare. He says, a thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Okay? In the midst of this spiritual battle where the devil comes to steal and kill and destroy, Jesus says, I am the gate, though, in the midst of the spiritual battle. You come to me, and I will give you life. Okay? And you will have this life to the full. With thanksgiving, what it's saying is that when you are thankful, when you offer up thanksgiving, you can enter a place where the walls of God will protect you from the enemy. You will be able to enter into a place of God's blessing, God's throne, God's sanctuary, God's army, because the army is in that city, and God's abundant life. That's what Jesus says. Abundant life, life to the full. So when you are spiritually attacked, right, when you're spiritually attacked, what it does, right, it will stir your flesh. Right? The Bible talks about your old nature and your new nature that we have. That's the battle that's going on inside of us, the spiritual battle once we become when we are a Christian, as a Christian. Okay? There's an old nature, it's our flesh, our selfishness, is this sinful natural tendency to be focused inward, right? Self-focus, self-centeredness, self-righteousness. The focus is on me. Right? And when spiritually attacked, what happens is, okay, not only are you focused on me, there's fear that will rise up. You're easily shamed, right? And we easily become depressed. When spiritually attacked, our old nature gets stirred, and guess what? We start to fight with one another. We start to fight the wrong fight. And the Bible says our battle is not against flesh and blood, but that's what we start to do, okay, when we're spiritually attacked. And then we easily, you know, just blame other people. You're easily shamed. You easily become judgmental. You easily become critical of other people. When we are spiritually attacked, your view of God changes. Okay? We become disappointed in God. Instead of faith, we blame God for all our problems. Okay? You know, oh, why don't I have a girlfriend? All right? We don't go, it's me, it's God, you know. You're socially awkward, you know, you're scared and you don't take any risk. Oh, why, God? You know, it's your fault, you know? All right, anyway, I guess. You know? When spiritually attacked, instead of running the race, we stumble and fall and stay stuck. Okay? When attacked, Christian life is not about making disciples. When attacked, Christian life is about comfort. It's about what is old us, right? So it's terrible, right, when we are spiritually attacked, right? But you know what the Bible says? This is the good news, okay? What do we do? It says thanksgiving changes the trajectory of the spiritual battle. That one thing, thanksgiving, okay? You're unprotected. You're out in the open, you know, to spiritual attack. Thanksgiving brings you to God's gate. Right? It brings you to God's gate. Right? Okay, I need to convince you, okay? Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. Now, you know, there's like, you know, a lot of false teachings back then and today. They for, bid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Okay? If it's received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Now, I gotta share with you the context of this passage. In the New Testament, there was a huge controversy, big issue in the church. In the New Testament church, it was about eating food that was offered to idols. Okay? And clearly, if you look at other passages, clearly, the Bible clearly prohibited Christians to be an active participant in idol worship. It's a no-no, okay? You're not supposed to participate in idol worship. It's a no-no. It's prohibited. Huh? But you got to understand what's going on in that cities, in those cities, in the Greek cities, in the Roman cities of that time. Huh? Idol worship was so common. Okay? Almost every block, there was an altar, there was a temple, that people were sacrificing animals. It was just everywhere. It was everywhere. And so what happened, because there's excess meat, right, everywhere, the food that was offered to idols were in stores, okay, were in restaurants. Neighbors were serving it when Christians were visiting their neighbors. It was being served during non-Christian funerals. There was food that was offered to idols in social parties, business meetings, political meetings. You know, Christians could not get away from food, meat that was offered to idols, especially if you were in the city of Corinth. Huh? You couldn't get away from it. It was like when I was in Nepal. Huh? When I was in Nepal, it's officially a Hindu country, right? Because of, and as a Hindu country, guess how many gods that they believe in? Guess. A lot, yes. About a million. Okay? About a million gods. Okay? So when you're in Nepal, there's a festival every day for some of the gods. You know, every day. Every block, there was an altar. Everywhere, there was a temple. There were streets that you had to go under the temple to get through. And every mountaintop that you go to, there was a temple offered to some god. And it was set up so that when you were on the top of the mountain, it was set up that if you try to go around, you'll fall off the mountain. You had to go through the temple and its altar in Nepal. Right? You couldn't get away from it. You couldn't get away from it. So what does Paul say in this passage? Okay? What is Paul saying? Paul doesn't really address the false teachings of the idol worship, but he teaches the Christians about the power of thanksgiving. Okay? About the power of thanksgiving. He says, thanksgiving, you know what he says? Changes the food offered to idols to God. The food that was offered to idols, you know, becomes good, becomes consecrated to God when you're thankful for that food. It becomes consecrated, meaning thanksgiving sanctifies the food offered to demonic spirit to food that's set apart for God and his purpose. Thanksgiving takes the focus away from demons to God. Do you notice, like, when you're spiritually attacked, you're not thankful for anything? Did you notice that? You don't want to be thankful. But something happens when you start to be thankful. The devil loses power. You could turn your eyes away from what the devil's doing, and you start to see what God is doing. Okay? Paul says, If you eat this food that's offered to idols with thanksgiving, that food becomes consecrated. Okay? It changes. That's the power of thanksgiving. Being thankful is the most powerful choice that you can make. Right? Say to your neighbor, make a choice to be thankful. So when you're going through spiritual attack, right? We're going through spiritual attack. The Bible doesn't say the gate will come to you. Okay? It doesn't say that. Right? It says you enter into his gate. Okay? You offer thanksgiving. Okay? You offer thanksgiving. You know, and what it will do, it gets your focus away from demons, and you start to see from God's perspective when you start to be thankful. Okay? Isn't that true in a parent? Okay? You know, when you complain about your children, what happens? They become little devils. No, just kidding. Yeah. And when you start to be thankful, you see them as a gift. And you see what God is doing and what God called you to do as a parent. Okay? When you start to be thankful, instead of flesh becoming stronger, when you offer thanksgiving, your spirit gains strength. Thankfulness. Why? Why do you enter? You see, you're outside being spiritually attacked. The first step, be thankful, and you enter the gates. Okay? And then you enter the courts. First, you got to enter the gate. You got to enter the gate. See, thankfulness agrees and gives power to the truth. Okay? That's what thankfulness does. It agrees and gives power to the truth. When you're not thankful, you give power and you're agreeing with lies. Okay, with lies. See, you know, you're going through depression. And you start to offer up thanksgiving. Okay? That spirit of depression starts to lose its power. Okay? It's better than Prozac. Okay? It loses its power. You start to rise up under that depression. We all go through a feeling of inadequacies, you know, especially in this broken world. And when you feel inadequate, you will hear many different voices. Okay, you feel like you're being pulled in many different directions. You feel pressure, yeah, and you start to fear people's opinion. And this inadequacy hits you. Well, you have a choice. You could try to please everyone around you. Okay, that will not make you victorious. Okay. You could perform, that will put you in more bondage. You could feel bad about yourself, that will bring condemnation on you. You could get angry at others. Okay, you're gonna hurt other people then. Okay? It doesn't work. You're gonna destroy good relationship if you do that. Okay? Or start to give thanksgiving. That's our choice. Okay? Or start to give thanksgiving. Then you realize, you know, what you start realizing, you know, hey, God created me. And you know what? God didn't make a mistake when he made me. I am created in his image and his likeness, his purpose. And you see the truth. There's no limitation in Christ. Do you notice, parents, children, when they're not thankful? We have those children, right? Not you guys, okay? Right? Not you guys. You know, other churches, kids, you know? You know, the little kids, you know, when they're not thankful about the food on the table, about the clothes that they wear, the education that's provided, you know, the church, their friends and family, you know, their physical appearance, they're not thankful about, you know, what, it's so many different things. Okay, what happens? That child do not understand the parent's heart. They don't. They don't understand parents' sacrifices. You know, I was thinking, you know, all the diapers that we bought over the 12 years that I've been changing diapers with my four kids, I could have had three motorcycles. Brand new. Yes. Yeah, see, now, I thank you, God, for my kids. Right? But they don't understand the parent's sacrifice. And when they're not thankful, they don't understand parents' love. Parents' love. Right? And what happens is they start to be not thankful about more. It starts with food, then it's the clothes, then it's the house, then it's the school, then it's the classes. It just never ends. It continues, continues, continues. Now, we are children of God. Okay? We're children of God. And as a Christian, when we are not thankful, you can't see that God is good and that God loves you. You know, we, as a Christian, as his children, when we're not thankful, we head toward the old and not the new. You know, the reason God's people were stuck in the wilderness is because they weren't thankful for anything that happens. God provides food. The Bible never talks about them being thankful. God provides water. The Bible doesn't talk about them being thankful. Instead, why are we here? Oh, God brought us out here to kill us, to die. I want to go back to Egypt. Right? You know, when you're not thankful, you glorify the bondage instead of the freedom that's in Jesus Christ. You give power to the devil instead of walking in the power of God. When you're not thankful, this is the barometer, okay? All right? If you're not thankful, you become a powerless Christian. Right? That's the barometer. Right? You know, you complain, you're miserable, you're judgmental, you're hopeless and everything. You see, that shows me there's not much power in you. Right? You become a powerless Christian without thankfulness. So, my call to the church, you and I, let's enter his gates. Huh? What do I mean by that? Let us together, especially today, and not just today, tomorrow too, okay? And Tuesday, try to do this on a regular basis, because that's biblical. Let's make a choice to be thankful. Say to your neighbor, I will make the choice to be thankful. Right? Because the biblical concept of thankfulness, Apostle Paul teaches on giving thanks. Ephesians 1, he says, I have not stopped giving thanks. Ephesians 5 says, I always give thanks for everything. 1 Thessalonians 5, give thanks in all circumstances. Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul says, in every situation, pray and give thanks. Every situation. Now, you got Paul wrote, especially the book of Philippians, he wrote this when he was in the midst of severe trial, severe spiritual attack. That's he wrote this. Okay, during that time. Paul taught the disciple of Jesus to be thankful while he was in prison. Okay? In time of depression, when he felt all alone, when he was forgotten, when he was chained, and in poverty, he tells the disciple, be thankful. Be thankful. be thankful. Right? And I believe that's why he was more than a conqueror in the midst of spiritual battle. He knew how to be thankful. He entered the gates. Right? You know, the important biblical view of thanksgiving is that thankfulness is up to me. Again, the gate's not going to come to you. You got to go to the gate. You got to make that choice to go to the gate. Right? Thankfulness doesn't go up and down with circumstances. That's the biblical teaching about thankfulness. It doesn't go up and down. To be biblically thankful, it doesn't go up and down with circumstances. You know, your mom, you know, is good to you. I'm thankful. Next day, she's not good to you, or she's angry at you. I'm not thankful. No, you gotta, it doesn't go up and down with other people's feeling. Right? Thankfulness comes out of the heart and not the circumstances. It comes out of the heart and not the circumstances. That's why some people who have everything, every material thing you could imagine, yet they're not thankful. And you can see some people who have nothing. Okay? They're living on $15 a month. There are many people, millions of people in the world that's living on $15 a month. They have nothing, and they are still thankful. What's interesting, I'll just conclude with this, is Job, you know, if I look at somebody who were more spiritually attacked than anybody else, except next to Jesus, is Job. Read the book of Job. That is a tremendous spiritual attack. It is ridiculous, right? What he had to go through in one day. He lost everything in one day. You know, it was like supernatural curse that came upon him. He lost everything. Right? And you know what he says? Though he slays me, I'll still put my trust in him. In other words, I'll praise him. I'll worship him. I will thank him. And the greatest spiritual attack that I've never seen any human go through that, like that. He was victorious because he maintained thankfulness. Okay, amen? Okay, let's pray. Just say, the devil, the circumstances, the world will not influence me. Yeah? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Yeah? Let's do that. You know, it's a decision that you have to make. It's a choice that you and I have to make. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. The picture that I just got was this railroad track that we go on. You know, there's two tracks. You need two tracks, and that's our life that we go on. You know, one track is, you know, all the things that's broken and evil, and you know, and we all have to face brokenness. We all have to face sin. We will be spiritually attacked. There will be disappointment, there will be rejection. You know, that's that one track. But that's not your whole life. There's another track, things that God is doing in your life. The forgiveness, the grace, the mercy, the power. The one track on the left is just old things and bondage. There's a new track. There's another track as a Christian that we have. It's a new life. It's a full life. It's an abundant life. It's a life of healing. It's a life of freedom. Okay? No matter how low we go, there's this two tracks that we have. Right? And what thankfulness means is I'm not going to focus on what the devil is doing in my life. I'm not going to agree with what the devil's doing. I'm not going to agree with his lies. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to focus on this track, what God is doing in my life. Yeah. Honestly, there's more that God is doing in us. You know, sometime, I don't know, like, I remember as a student, one quiz I do bad, my whole life seems like it's gone, it's dark. It's not true. That's not true. You know, one person don't like me, and it seems like, people get suicidal for that. That's not who you are. Because we focus on that. Let's start being thankful, and we're going to go from that other track to this, what God is doing. We're going to enter the gates with thanksgiving. Let's get there right now. We as a church could get there. We could get to that gate. Not the gates of hell. But God's kingdom, his sanctuary, his city. Let's enter that gate with thanksgiving as a church.